listening to PodcasterNews.com.
For the week of June 11th, 2012, this is Diet Science with Dee McCaffrey. Dee is an organic chemist and a diet counselor who lost 100 pounds and kept off for now 2 decades by staying away from processed foods. Now, every week on Diet Science, Dee covers a topic or two that's important for you and your family's health. This is your co-host, Michael McCaffrey. So, Dee, what's the topic for this week?
This week, I'm going to talk about nutritional yeast.
Nutritional yeast.
Yeah,
alrighty.
It almost sounds like an oxymoron, right? Like
yeah.
Nutrition and yeast. And doesn't seem like they go together.
Right.
But interestingly enough, a lot of bacteria and yeasts and things like that can actually have a lot of health benefits. We know that, bacteria is what cultures yogurt and turns it into something that's very healthy for the body.
Good point.
We know that funguses, which a yeast is like a fungus, we know that mushrooms are fungi, and that they are very healthy for us. So it kind of makes sense that a yeast can have nutritional value. And one of the reasons why it's called nutritional yeast is because it does have high nutrition value.
So how is it made?
Yeah,
I mean, how
you
is
know,
this thing ever started?
So this is really interesting. All right. So the way that it's made is that it they grow it on sugar beets and molasses, and then it ferments, and it forms.
You mean it grows like a fungus?
Yeah, and then it forms into this fungus, which is a yeast. And then most companies will heat it to sort of deactivate the yeast, like so that when you consume it and get it into your intestinal tract, it doesn't start growing as a yeast in there.
Oh, well, that would be important.
Yeah, that would be bad. Yeah. We don't want that. You know, we don't want yeast growing in our body. So
that sounds bad.
So, by the time you get it into your body, it's deactivated as a yeast.
Okay.
But you get the nutritional value of what is contained in these flakes, which are, when you buy it either in the bulk section at a health food store.
Uh-huh.
Or it comes in a can, or not a can, like a canister, like a supplement. You usually will find it in the supplement section.
Mm-hmm.
And what's interesting about it is you open it up and it looks flaky, almost like dried Parmesan cheese.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
And maybe a little finer than that.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
One of the interesting things about it is it tastes like that. Tastes like Parmesan cheese.
Oh,
it has a nutty cheese like flavor to it.
And don't the raw community, don't they use it in that way? The folks that you know use raw, you know,
it's mainly like a vegetarian. It's not a raw because most companies heat it above what a raw temperature would be.
Right.
But a lot of vegans and a lot of vegetarians in general like to use it because it's very high in protein.
Right.
And it's also high in a very particular B vitamin that most foods you can only get from animal foods.
Uh-huh.
Vitamin B12.
Okay.
And so if you're a vegetarian or vegan and you're not eating any animal foods, you will be deficient in vitamin B12 unless you get it from a plant source.
Mm-hmm.
And nutritional yeast is a plant source of vitamin B12 in a high concentration.
Oh, okay.
Which is important because it's hard to get it in high concentration from from other plant sources. So
right.
So it's popular among vegetarian community, but it doesn't have to strictly be for that.
Sure.
In fact, one of the ways that it's used, because it has this cheesy, Parmesan cheesy sort of flavor to it, you can sprinkle it over salads, you can add it into scrambled eggs, you can, a lot of people like to sprinkle it on popcorn.
Oh.
To make like a cheesy corn.
Oh, right.
Or you can put it in a salad dressing, like mix it into a salad dressing to give it
a little cheesy flavor to it. Cheesy.
And one of the ways that I've learned how to use it is I make a mac and cheese recipe where I use butternut squash as the creamy part of the mac and cheese, and then I use nutritional yeast to give it the cheese flavor. So
right.
I make a mac and cheese, which is really not cheese.
Right, right.
So it's more of a healthier
version
of it, a non-dairy version. So people who are dairy intolerant or lactose intolerant can use nutritional yeast to give them the cheesy flavors to things that they like.
Now, are there any health benefits beyond the B12 that you spoke of?
Oh, yeah. Well, first of all, it's very high in other vitamins. So it's got iron, magnesium, phosphorus, zinc, chromium, which, by the way, these are a lot of what we call alkaline-forming minerals.
Oh.
So nutritional yeast is an alkaline-forming food.
Mm-hmm.
It's also very high in fiber.
Good.
About an ounce of nutritional yeast contained about 7 grams of fiber, which is pretty high because, you know, we're supposed to be taking in about 25 to 35 grams of fiber a day. And so if you just sprinkle some nutritional yeast on your foods, you can get a boost in your fiber intake.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, one of the nice things, too, is because it has a lot of amino acids, which make up proteins in our body. So that's another reason why vegetarians like it, because it gives you a good amount of protein without, you know, adding a lot of calories, and, you know, without eating any animal food. It's a vegetarian source of that, too. But, you know, what's really nice about it, too, is that it has a yellow, like yellowish color to it, which is indicative of all the B vitamins that are in it. Because B vitamins, foods that have B vitamins are usually brown or yellowish. So one thing I did want to point out to the listeners is that sometimes there's a darker brown-colored nutritional yeast that is more granular-like, and it's not as tasty or good. I've heard some people tell me that they don't like that kind as well as the flaky kind. Because the flaky kind, it's like when you sprinkle it on something, it almost melts. You know, it just mixes in really nicely. Like I said, when I use it in a mac and cheese, it just blends in and makes a creamy sauce. So, oh my gosh, you can use it for things like a fettuccine sauce or, you know, Alfredo and those types of things so that you get that flavor. And it's really amazing because it boosts up your nutritional the nutritional quality of your foods just by sprinkling a little bit on there. Some people even put it on toast. So
now, is it an acquired taste or is it actually fine? Is it actually kind of like cheese?
I think it maybe for some it would be acquired, and that would only be because maybe they're not accustomed to a tangy sort of Parmesan cheese like flavor. You know, like some people don't even like that. But I think, you know, for most people, they love it.
Well, great.
So it's a great alternative.
Great, Dee. Another formative week. Thank you so much. Diet Science is the official weekly podcast of Process Free America. We're a nonprofit dedicated to eliminating childhood and adult obesity through nutrition education to both young and old. Check out our website at for all cool articles and our message board at processfreeamerica.org.
This is Dee McCaffrey, and until next time, go forth and be healthy.